pass the remote and adjust the rabbit ears.
People talk.
It's TV Talk Talk with Sarah Grace on Bay 93.9.
We love this time of the week. There's always something to watch that's good on the telly. Catch her at Grace Acting School in Paco Street. And, of course, Tuesday afternoons with Daz. Sarah Grace, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. I think for the last time.
For 2020. Yes. This crazy year. I've got some absolute gold for you, though, today. Yeah.
So nuggets ahoy.
Be prepared. Yeah. What we have for you first up, I couldn't pick the nugget, okay?
Yeah.
This one is amazing. It's on Netflix. It's called The Prom. Have you seen the promo?
No. Seen the promo. This looks unreal.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It's Meryl Streep and James Corden and Nicole Kidman.
Uh-huh. Right? Holy cannoli.
Okay, so there you go to start with. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And basically they play Broadway stars who have had, you know, a bit of a hit to their reputations lately. And they rally together to put on this school dance in a small country town for a girl who isn't allowed to attend her school prom with her girlfriend.
Yes. Oh.
So they go, this is ridiculous. She should be able to go to prom. We're going to Indiana and we're going to sort this out. And off the three of them go and, you know, it's an extravaganza. So this is by the creators of Glee.
Yes.
So that gives you an idea of what it sort of is like. Lots of singing and dancing, lots of epic numbers.
And visually beautiful as well, because Ryan Murphy did Hollywood, American Horror Story. Like, he's done so many things on Netty in the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's
just
huge.
Beautiful.
It's
how many eps is it says?
It's actually a movie.
It's a movie.
Sorry, should have mentioned that. No. It's a movie. It's a glitzy movie, and it is going to be great. Now, a few of the reviews are saying that you've got to just sort of go with it. Like, you might just want to just go for the ride. It may be a bit cheesy, or
it's a bit like La La Land.
Yes,
possibly
similar.
A bit like La La Land. Yeah. Same sort of vibe. Mm, mm. But lots of star quality there, and I think that it's just all about bedazzled, amazing musical numbers, and you know, a great moral to the story as well. So I reckon that is going to be a ripper. So
beautiful.
That's The Promise on Netflix, and now you can check that one out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, more Christmas stuff. This one is if you love a home reno show, you'll like this. This is on Netflix. It's called Holiday Home Makeover with Mr. Christmas.
I was telling Mill about this about 30 seconds ago.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go.
It's so
nuggets.
Good.
Nuggets.
We're on the same page. All the nuggets coming out today.
Yeah.
So this one follows Benjamin Bradley. He is usually a Manhattan-based interior designer, but, you know, in the months of November, December, he becomes Mr. Christmas and he transforms people's homes. Not only people's homes, but, like, places. Like, he does a fire station and things like that. It's a really good one for if you're wrapping your presents or you're doing your baking or something, because one thing that he does do is repeat himself a lot. Like, you hear the story of the person, you know, like five times. You know, we're going to this family's house and this is their story. We're going, now we're talking to the family about their story. And so it goes on a bit.
Yeah.
But it's a lovely one. If you love a home reno show and you just want something to watch
love
while you're
it.
Wrapping your prezzies, I highly recommend
this.
Holiday Home Makeover with Mr. Christmas on Netflix. Check that one out.
Love it.
All right. Are you ready for the nuggie?
Is it on Stan?
Yes.
I think I know what this
is
going to be.
Is
it an Australian movie?
Yes, it is.
I watched it yesterday. I'm going to cry.
Oh, really? You're going to cry?
Oh, Mill's crying.
I'm not really going to cry.
It'd be funny if it's a different one, though, to the
is
one
it this is it the Sunburnt Christmas
yes.
one? It is absolutely amazing. Tell us all about it. It is brilliant.
Oh, I'm so glad you're saying this because I haven't yet to watch it.
It's
but
fantastic.
When I saw it, I was like, this is definitely the nugget. So basically, I mean, an Australian Christmas movie we don't get very often, so it's a rarity. But it's about a single mum and her kids, and they live in the outback and they're having a really hard time.
Mm.
They don't think Christmas is going to be all that flash this year. And suddenly in comes this lovable dude dressed in a Santa suit named Daryl.
Daryl Dunny.
So Australian.
Yeah.
And he's dressed as Santa, but he's actually a criminal and he's running away from a mobster. But then, you know, little Daisy sees him there.
She steals the show, by the way.
Really?
Brilliant acting.
Gorgeous,
says. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant acting.
Brilliant actor.
Yeah, she's really good.
She looks super cute. So she sees Daryl and, you know, obviously mistakes him for Father Christmas. And the rest unfolds from there.
She keeps shooting at the sky. because she thinks if she shoots at the sky, the drought will break and their farm will be all right.
Aww.
Anyway, she shoots his shotgun into the sky, and that night he crashes a panel van into their property on the run. Aww. And she thinks that she shot Santa out of the sky. It is. Aww. This movie is beautifully shot. It's well acted. You know, sometimes Australian movies have got reputations for being a little bit kind of clunky sometimes.
Yeah, a bit slow.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Nah, not this one. It's
really good.
Great. Yep, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. A 10 out of 10 Christmas movie. A new one. It's Australian. It's on Stan. That has got to be the nugget for Christmas,
that
guys.
That is your beautiful nugget.
There you go.
Do you realise this is the last time you're going to be doing TV Talk with this loon?
Mm. Yeah, don't make me cry.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
It's really sad.
The last 10 years, thank you for everything. For all the TV Talk, for letting me come along to more Grace Acting School at the time and the Grace Acting School, your friendship.
We're just going to miss
the
you.
Fun we've had. It's just, I just love you to bits. You and Adamo and everyone at More Grace, at Grace Acting Studio. So thank you.
Thank you, Hades. We're going to miss you so much. Geez, we've had some good times.
Haven't we?
Geez, we've had some laughs.
I know.
Gosh, I think I remember the first time I met you. You used to work at did you work at Sanity?
Yes.
And he served me at Sanity. And I bought a CD and I heard his voice and I was like, man, that guy should work in radio. Next minute.
And from there, both you and Mel, who both worked at Sanity together, and that's how we met later on in life. And so it's been intertwining journey.
We've done all sorts of things. Yeah, no, it's been great. You're
love
definitely going to be missed. Mm. We're just going to have to come and visit.
Yes.
Absolutely.
There's plenty of room at Canberra. Come up.
We're all going to be staying at Canberra. We need to buy a hotel or something.
Yes. We do. Have a beautiful Christmas with your lovely family.
You too,
and
guys.
We will see you back in January for TV Talk, because you also have some exciting. Does everyone know your new exciting news or not really?
Oh, not really, but let's just. Oh, we all can just say it.
All right.
Yeah. So we're having another baby in May. Yeah. So second baby. So we haven't put it on Facebook yet, but I am getting a little bit of a tummy. So we should do that. So everyone out there, if you see me, that is what that is. It's not the COVID
not
KGs.
<pudding. laughs>
not the Christmas pud. That is a baby. Yes. So in May. So it's going to be a lovely big year for us. We're very, very excited.
Thank you for this year. We will see you back. I don't know who this person is going to be yet. It's still unfolding.
It's a mystery.
But we'll see you in January for some TV Talk.
Yeah, see you then.
Merry Christmas. Love you.